Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Herb Hall. Batting second. The right fielder, Hal Epps. Batting third. The center fielder, Bobby Estilella. Batting fourth. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bill McGee. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ed Bush. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Black. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Don Black. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting second. The center fielder, George Metkovich. Batting third. The right fielder, Tom McBride. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Tabor. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Partee. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Lake. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Bowman. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Joe Bowman. And now, play ball. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. Epps moves to second. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Epps scores. It's 1-0, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a fly ball into left field. Siebert settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnson throws the ball into Doerr who tags McGee, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Doerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Doerr moves to second. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estolella. Lake reaches second base with a double. Doerr scores. Tabor moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Red Sox, 1. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-1 in the game. Epps hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Estolella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estolella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estolella strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-1 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Estolella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 0-for-1 in the game. Metkovich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-1 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Metkovich moves to second. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into center field. Estolella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0-for-1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Siebert for the out. Two outs. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Doerr hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tabor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0 for 1 in the game. Partee hits a pop-up towards first. McGee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lake strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tabor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 0 for 1 in the game. Bush hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Black is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Black is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Black hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowman hits a ball on the ground towards first. McGee scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bowman for the out. One out. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 2 in the game. Finney hits a fly ball into center field. Estalella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a pop-up towards short. Bush settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0 for 2 in the game. Epps hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Partee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0 for 2 in the game. Estalella hits a pop-up towards short. Lake settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. McBride settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0 for 2 in the game. McBride hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bush scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Doerr strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Red Sox 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 2 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich, who is chasing the ball. Siebert reaches third base with a triple. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. McGee hits a fly ball into center field. Metkovich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Siebert scores. One out. It's 2-1, Athletics. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-2 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Busch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Busch is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Busch hits a pop-up towards third. Tabor settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Tabor hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Athletics, 2, Red Sox, 2. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 0-for-2 in the game. Partee hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lake bunts towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Partee moves to second. One out. Joe Bowman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowman is 0-for-2 in the game. Bowman hits a pop-up towards short. Busch settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0-for-3 in the game. Finney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Partee scores. Finney moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. George Metkovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metkovich is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Metkovich hits a fly ball into right field. Epps settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal pinch hits for Don Black. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal strikes out. One out. Herb Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Metkovich. Hall reaches second base with a double. Hal Epps is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Epps is 0-for-3 in the game. Epps hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. Two outs. Bobby Estalella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estalella is 0-for-3 in the game. Estalella hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bowman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Barry now pitching. Tom McBride is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McBride is 0-for-3 in the game. McBride hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Estalella. Johnson reaches second base with a double. McBride moves to third. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Doerr is walked intentionally. Jim Tabor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tabor is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got one RBI. Tabor hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Berry fields it and throws to home to get McBride. Johnson moves to third. Doerr moves to second. One out. Roy Partee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Partee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Partee hits a fly ball into center field. Estolella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Eddie Lake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Lake hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards first. Finney juggles the ball. That's an error on Finney. Bill McGee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGee is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McGee takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-3 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Siebert scores. McGee moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Red Sox. Charlie Metro pinch runs for George Kell. Frank Barrett now pitching. Ed Bush is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bush is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bush hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lake fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.